true, with a couple of nafkaminas lahalach. Whether one can split off the kiyum of kiddush from that of dalakosos. The relationship between kiddush and dalakosos also is a fundamental machlokas rishonim. The Mishnah tells us himself in Daf Sadi Tesma Beis that if you have a person who is an ani and can't afford what is necessary for the seder, the Mishnah tells us lo yifchisulomi dalakosos. He must provide him with dalet kosos. Tosos has an incredible diuk in that Mishnah, and that is everyone is obligated in dalet kosos. Men are obligated. There is poshur pshat elements of chinuch we'll have to discuss. Women are obligated in dalet kosos because of afein hayaboso hanes. So why is it then that the Mishnah tells us it's sufficient to provide four kosos? Lachor, the Mishnah should say you have to provide this person with four kosos for every member of his family. So Tosos suggests a very great kiddush. Why is it that dalet kosos should be any different from kiddush, for example? When it comes to kiddush, sheinah chinami, one is obligated to make kiddush al hayayin. We've discussed in the past the machlokas rishonim, whether it's a din daraisa or a din darabanan, the 2 days in Tosos and Shuas and Dav Chaf and Nazir and Dav Dalet. But everyone is obligated to have kiddush al hayayin, but it's not necessary that everyone has to drink. 3 days in Shulchan Aruch and Reishayin Aleph. Either Amavarech Sarach Shittim, the one who makes Kiddush has to drink. That's the Shitt of the Gonim, based on the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, or the view of the Rosh that a single person has to drink. Doesn't have to be the Mekadesh or the Kiddush of the Ritva. If everyone will take a sip and the kos is consumed, that's sufficient. 3 days in Reishayin Aleph. L'chadchila, we assume that the Mavarech should drink the requisite Shir. But it's not necessary for everyone to be towing. The Mechaber calls this a mitzvah and a mubchar, that everyone should be torn from the kosher bracha. Very common in the yeshiva, one person will make kiddush for hundreds of people, so not everyone is toim, and it's not necessary. This is a mitzvah mubchar, the Mechaber writes. So Tosa says, is dalet kosos any different? That just as shamea kona works when it comes to kiddush, perhaps uhadinami, shamea kona should also work when it comes to dalet kosos. And therefore, everyone can be yotzei right through the one who is leading the seder. Tosa says, enachinam, that is true. And that's exactly why the Mishnah says, push comes to shove, all you need are dalet kosos, and everyone will be yotzei through the principle of shomea ka'on. Right? A very great kiddush, a tosos. Tosos certainly does not maintain that shomea ka'on works for a mitzvah of achil or a mitzvah of shtiyah. Tosos would never entertain the possibility that one person will eat a kazayi samatz and everyone will watch him, and you'll be yotzei through shomea ka'on. Certainly not. A mitzvah is achilah. Of course you have to eat independently. So how does Tosos know that when it comes to dalet kosos that there's a concept of shomea ka'onah? So Tosos apparently is assuming the following. When it comes to kiddush, as an example, it's not a mitzvah shtir. The halacha is to be koveya the suda, to be koveya the kiddush al hayayin. And the kiddush is for kviyas al hayayin. It's not necessary that everyone has to drink. If the mekadesh drinks, or if one person drinks, or even the tziruv, that is considered to be sufficient. Because the purpose of kiddush is not a mitzvah of shtiyah, but rather to be koveya the kiddush al hayayin, to enhance the suda, kviyas ha-suda al hayayin, and for that kiyum, shamea kon is considered to be sufficient. So Tosa seems to assume that buha dinami, regarding dalet kosos, that there are four chelke ha-seder, there is the kiddush, the magid, the berchas ha-mazon, the conclusion of halel, and it's necessary to enhance all four of these elements, that each one is nikva, alakos, but kviyas alhayayin does not require shtiyah l'chol echad v'echad. Reb Chaim points out that this Tosos is l'shitase of what Tosos writes later in Sachem Adav Kuv Zayin and Adav Kuv Ches. What is the shir of dalet kosos? We normally assume when it comes to kiddush that the kos has to be machzik a revius, and it's necessary to drink kimelo lugma. Right, the amount of wine, the Gemara says, it would fill up a single cheek. We normally refer to that as being a rov revius. So it's necessary for the kos to be machzik revius, and if one is shos a rov revius, that is considered to be sufficient. All of a sudden, the Gemara in Sachim and Kuv Zayin, Kuv Ches, refers to the concept of vuhu deshasa rubid dekasa. When it comes to dalet kosos, the Gemara says there's halach of shtiyas hakos. Kos, and as Tosos points out, that rubo kikulo, to have rov kos. So Tosos is bothered. Where is this concept of rov kos? So Tosos writes the chiddush, Enochinami, lav dafka. There's no halach of rov kos. Min hastam, you have to make sure that a kos will hold the revius, and therefore the Gemara refers to it as a rov revius, kimelo lugma, as being Rav Kos. But Tosfos writes, Trino Chinami, the shear of Dalar Kosos is not defined in terms of Kos, but rather simply, Rav Revius. In other words, according to the Shita of the Balei Tosfos, there's no difference between the shear of Kiddush and Havdalah as opposed to the shear of Dalar Kosos. That's a further level. The Tosfos equates Dalar Kosos with Kiddush. Just as Shomei HaKonah works to Kiddush, so too when it comes to Dalar Kosos. Just as the shear of Kiddush is a Rav Revius, the same is true when it comes to Dalar Kosos as well. That's perfectly consistent with Tosfos Shita, because Tosfos assumes that just like Kiddush, Dalar Kosos is not a mitzvah shtia, chova shtia, but rather very simply, to be koveh the chelke haseder al hayayin, and as such, that enochinami, whatever is true of Kiddush will be true of Dalar Kosos as well. This lechor also fits in with the Tosfos and Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches. For Tosfos is bothered by the following difficulty. But the Balei Tosfos create the kasha. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches that women are exempt from Hallel. That's the sugya that describes that if a man does not know how to recite Hallel, and only a woman is able to do so, she cannot be motzi him in the Hallel. She is not considered to be mechuyeves b'davar, but rather she will recite the Hallel and he will repeat verbatim. Good? Makre, as opposed to Shemei HaKonah, because she's exempt from Hallel. So Balei Tosfos, Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Siman Aleph, raised the following kasha. How is that different from the Seder night? How can we assume that women are exempt from Hallel? And here, when it comes to the Seder night, Nashim are mechuyavos. So Tosfos writes, the Chiddush we'll get to soon, two different types of Hallel, the concept of Afen Havos and Anes. But before we even get to the Teretz of Tosfos, how does Tosfos know that women are obligated in Hallel? No? The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches writes, women are exempt from Hallel. So I'll tell you that women are exempt from Hallel the Seder as well. What's the basis of the Kasha Tosfos? So Tosfos assumes, no, women are obviously obligated in Hallel. Why? Because the Gemara tells us in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches that women are obligated in Dalar Kosos. Women are obligated in Dalar Kosos. So this is also Lishitasei. If Dalar Kosos was an independent mitzvah, one is obligated to drink Dalar Kosos. Okay, so women are obligated in Dalar Kosos. But Mehecha Tesi, that women are obligated in Hallel. But if you're telling me there's no Chiyuv of Shtiyas HaKos, so it means there's no mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalar Kosos. It means one is obligated to be Koveya, the Chelke HaSeder, Al Hayayin. So there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush has to be Al Hayayin. There's a chiyuv of Magid. Magid is Al Hayayin. Birchas Hamazon Al HaKos. Hal Al HaKos. So Tosfos assumes as a Dover Poshut that if women are obligated in Dalit Kosos, they must be obligated in the Chelke HaSeder. If the purpose of that last Kos is to enhance Hallel, well, whoever is obligated in that Kos must have been obligated in Hallel. And that then is the Kash of Tosfos. Why is it that this Hallel women are obligated in, but rather they're exempt from Hallel, b'shar yemos hashana? But the whole kasha of Tosfos is in fact l'shitasei. Tosfos that assumes that the shir is the same, and the Shemei HaKonah can work, it's not a chov hashtia, but rather kviyas al hakos, and therefore whoever is obligated al hakosos are obligated in the chelke haseder. That's Tosfos' chiddush. So the Brisker Rav quotes b'shem Reb Chaim that the Rambam disagrees. First, the Rambam of Chaschomi Tzematzer, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, writes the following: "V'chayim kol echad v'echad lishtos dalet kosos shal yayin." Each person is obligated to drink four kosos. The Rambam doesn't write that in Kiddush that everyone is obligated in Shtiya, but here the Rambam writes one of the mitzvahs halayv is to drink dalet kosos. And eino chinami, if you look in the Rambam, the shir is different. The Rambam Perek Chav Tesef Hilchos Shabbos. Right, say nachinami. It's necessary for the kos of Kiddush to hold Revius, and one has to consume kamila lugma. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin Halacha Tes writes that no, that the halacha of shtiyas kos, and minimally one must drink rov kos, not just simply rov Revius. Rov kos. Very often, the becher that we'll use is machzik more than a Revius. You're obligated to drink minimally lechachila kol kos, minimally to have rov kos. So the Rambam distinguishes completely. The Shomei HaKonah works when it comes to Kiddush, but not when it comes to Dalar Kosos. And the shear of Dalar Kosos is very different. Rav Chaim points out that the Rambam doesn't disagree with Tosfos' Kiddush. That's true and more. According to the Rambam Shita, there are two halachas. Number one, it's absolutely true that there is halacha that you have to be koveya the chelke haseder al hayayin. For example, the Gemara says himself, if shasan bavas achas, I'm afraid as the Seder night continues, I'm going to get too tired, let me drink all dal kosos right now. So the Gemara says, you're not going to fully fulfill the mitzvah of dal kosos, because the dal kosos have to correspond to the chelke ha-seder. The Rambam writes, that's necessary, but that's not sufficient. Just like midaraisa, there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. Midrabanan, there's a mitzvah of shtias dal kosos. There are two halachos. One is to be koveh the chelke ha-seder ha-yayin, and number two, there's a chiyuv of shtias ha-kos. So therefore the Rambam writes in Elchinami, for shtias ha-kos, everyone is obligated, kolechad v'yechad, and in Elchinami, the shir is defined in terms of kos, not just simply the halacha of rov revius. This chiddush atosus, that mitzvah darkosus is not a chobas hashtia, but rather to be koveh the chelke ha-seder al-hayayin, is relevant for two other ha'aras. Number one is the following. What is the source of dalar kosos? So we're all familiar, right? The Hashbam, in the very beginning of Harav Pesachim, quotes the Yerushalmi, right? That the dal lashonos of Geula, if you look in the Shultos, for example, Shultos has different makaros of dalar kosos. Just a very fascinating ha'ara. The Gemara never quotes a makar for dalar kosos. The Chiddush never quotes a makar for dalar kosos. Yerushalmi has the makar, but the Bavli never quotes a makar. According to Tosos, you understand very well, if there is no mitzvah of shtiyas hakos, it's just simply to be koveh the chelke haseder al hayayin, so therefore one could argue bedafka. There's no independent makar of dalar kosos. There are four parts to the seder, and each part of the seder is enhanced. If it is nikva al hayayin, seinachinami, bottom line, is that there are four kosos, but not that there's an independent mitzvah of shtiyas dal kosos. Very simply, as it corresponds to the chelke haseder. Or, for example, another har. If you look in the Sefer Rokeach, the Balei Tosus, in Simon Reish Pei Gimel, the Sefer Rokeach is bothered by the following hara. Why is it that there's no birchas hamitzvah on dal kosos? There's a birchas hamitzvah on maror, and there's a birchas hamitzvah on matzah. Why is no birchas hamitzvah on dal kosos? So many possible terutzim are offered. The Sefer Rokeach, for example, writes that the mitzvahs fulfill the seirugin. Right? It's not that you make a brach and you fill the mitzvah now. You do part of it now, then part of it in a couple hours from now, and then another an hour later, another a half hour later. Good? So since the mitzvah is so spread out, the maisa mitzvah is not bavas achas, therefore there's no birchas hamitzvah. That's the teretz of the Rokeach. According to this Chiddush HaTosfos, one could argue as well, there's no independent mitzvah of dal kosos. It's simply to be koveya, the chelke haseder al hayayin. So if I were to ask you, why isn't there a birchas hamitzvah and shtiyas hakos of kiddush? You'll tell me the mitzvah is kiddush, that's the nusach habracha, and kiddush al hayayin enhances that element of kiddush. If all the purpose of dal kosos is simply to be koveya, the chelke haseder al hayayin, one can understand very simply, no independent makar, no separate birchas hamitzvah. This is the machlokas between Tosos as opposed to the Rambam. Whether there's a chiyuv of shtia, or whether no, kviyas al hayayin, and therefore simply will apply the principle of shomea kom. One of the mitzvahs daraisa that we fulfill the Seder night, of course, is the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as we've discussed in the past, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Lo Seder differs greatly from the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Each and every day, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And even the Seder night, there's a mitzvah daraisa of Lamantizkas Yom Tzeis Chemeretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha. And very simply, if that's true, if one is obligated to Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim in any case, what is the unique contribution, right, of this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? What are the differences, Lahalacha? So there are several. One is the following Kiddush, and that is the mitzvah Salayim. Regarding Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, all that is necessary is to mention very briefly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That brief acknowledgement is considered to be sufficient. After all, Reb Chaim explains, Zechira, one can fulfill with the Zechira Koldehu. When it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so Pirut is necessary. You have to be Marech, B'chol HaMarbe. You have to mention the Nisim, the Niflos. It's not just simply enough to mention, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took us out of Mitzrayim. And a further chiddush, that the mitzvos halayla are not just simply an independent kiyum, but the mitzvot halayla, Pesach, Matz, and Maror are part of the requirements of Sipri, Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know the Mishnah tells us, and of Kufte Zayinim Sachim, this is what we always recite in the Haggadah, the Chiddush Rama Gamliel, that Kol Shlomo Shlosha Torah Pe'elu Pesach Le'yatzi, Rechavasa. What chiyuv is Rabbi Gamliel referring to? That it's absolutely necessary to acknowledge Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Right? If you don't do so, lo yatzi yedei chavasa. Lo yatzi yedei chavasa. We once mentioned Tosfos writes in the very beginning of Sukkah that if a person sits in the Sukkah, he is in the Sukkah, but there's Shulchan of Esel Chabayis. So the Mishnah says, if you do that, lo kiyamta mitzvah Sukkah miyamecha. You don't fulfill the mitzvah. So Tosfos is very bothered in Sukkah. What do you mean you don't fulfill the mitzvah? You don't fulfill the mitzvah. Midaraisa, that's all that's necessary. You sit in the sukkah. If the shulchan is a sochabayis, it's just a dindarabana that we're afraid. You know what's going to happen? If you're in the sukkah and your table's in the garage, you're going to end up following your table. That's only a dindarabana. Perhaps you'll end up going achar shulchano. So how can the Gemara say that lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha? So Tosfos writes this pretty incredible chiddush that enachinami. Sometimes when the chachamim create these gzeros or dinim drabanan, it's okay the din daraisa. It doesn't simply say lechachila one should sit in the sukkah and see to it that his table's in the sukkah. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Pretty unbelievable. So Tosfos writes, that's an example of the chachamim can uproot, like Rabbi Yonah writes at the very beginning of Brachos we discussed. Now, you're not allowed to wait until after Chatzos to recite Kriyashma. Right, Laharki got him in Aver, the first mission in Shas. Rabbi Yonah is very bothered. Is that in the Chatchila? Didn't the B'di'evi? Tell me the Chatchila. Rabbi Yonah says, that's not the Chatchila. The Chatchila, you're allowed to wait until Chatzos. So the Chatchila, now I'll decide to say Kriyashma 12:30 a.m. That's the Chatchila. The Gemara says the Chatchila, you have to say Kriyashma B'tchila Salayla. So if it's not the Chatchila, what is it? Rabbi Yonah writes, it's B'di'evi. Unbelievable. Laharki got him in Aver is Maki B'di'evi. The Chachamim said that no, we're going to tell you that there's no kiyum, even no kiyum, daraisa. It's a fascinating issue. When did the Chachamim just simply enhance? When did they uproot? No, the mitzvah daraisa, we just discussed of Kiddush, we assume Lalach is Kiddush Bidvarim. The Chachamim instituted Kiddush al Hayayin. Did they uproot? And therefore they said that Kiddush Bidvarim is nothing? Not necessarily. It's Yipesa Frank, has a lengthy discussion. The Mikrei called Hashem and Arayim. There, they just added, they're Mosiv. Sometimes, if they're afraid that Shemi Yavo, they'll actually uproot. As the Kamer Rabbi Kivaker has in Jewish V'chidish about Tkiya Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, what happens if a person blows Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Rabbi Kivaker writes his Chiddush and Jewish V'chidish and Chagiga that you're Yotze. You're Yotze Midaraisa. You shouldn't have done so, and it's an Isser to do because Shemi Yavirenu, but Me'echa Teista Achamim uprooted the Din Daraisa. But Tosfos writes, you have such cases. Now, in a case where Shulchan B'Shal Chabayis, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. That's what Tosfos writes, and Tosfos compares it. Tosfos writes this chiddush that there are times that you can uproot, and the Ran disagrees. The Ran and Sukkah writes, that's not true. Sometimes when the Chamim say you're not Yotze, it means you're not fully Yotze. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha means you never fully fulfill the mitzvah. It doesn't mean there's no kiyam daraisa. Midaraisa, all that is necessary is that you sit in the sukkah. The Gemara uses such passionate language. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, that's for emphasis, but it doesn't mean that there's no kiyum. And the Ran compares it to the memory of Rabban Gamliel. For example, kol shlomo shlosha dvarim pesach, lo yotzi dei chavasa. You're not yotzi at all. You spend the whole night involving yourself in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you fail to mention Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. You're not yotzi at all. So the Ran writes, that's another place in Shas, where Chazal will use the term that lo yotzi dei chavasa, or lo kiyamta mitzvah miyamecha. It doesn't mean that there's no kiyum, it means you did not fully fulfill the mitzvah. That's the chiddush that the Ran writes. Rama Gamliel says that you have to mention Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's in the Chachila, whether it's B'dievet, but the Ran and Sukkah is explicit. In that context of Shulchan of Esel Chabayis is in the Chachila. What is somewhat unclear, Rama Gamliel's statement, is what mitzvah is he referring to? If you don't say Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, lo yotzi yedei chavasa. Which chiyuv? Maybe one could have argued it means the chiyuv of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. If a person eats the matzah, but he doesn't explain the significance of his achila, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. The Rambam writes that's not true. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Kafu V'Hilcha Matzah Yatzah. Someone forces you to eat matzah, and you just happen to eat it because I eat some matzah. Mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavan, and in fact you're Yotzei. What does Rambam Gamliel mean that Liyotzei Chavasa? A very great Kiddush. The Rambam quotes the memoir of Rambam Gamliel, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in the context of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rambam Gamliel was not referring to the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Marar. Rambam Gamliel was referring to Sipri, Yetzias Mitzrayim, that mitzvahs halayla are essential for the mitzvah, Sipri, Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you don't acknowledge them, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Sipri, Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Chiddush, the Rambam Shita. The Mabit, the Kriya Sefer, the Rambam, just makes that ha'ara, that you see, according to the Rambam, that this al chiddush Rambam Gamliel is lo yodat si rechovasa yidei chovas sipri yitzias Mitzrayim. This chiddush of the Rambam seems clear in the sugi narvi psachim daf kuf tezayin odveis. Here the Gemara discusses the following chiddush: whether a suma is obligated in sipri yitzias Mitzrayim. First, there is machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether a sum is obligated in mitzvahs generally. Maybe sum is potem in mitzvahs. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Very unclear topic for a separate shir. Rabbi Yehuda shita, sum is potem in mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? Which mitzvahs? All mitzvahs. Maybe only mitzvahs asay. He's even potem from mitzvahs los asay. He's even potem from shev mitzvahs b'nei Noah. Right? Which mitzvahs is a summa exempt from? We once discussed differences between a Kiyum essay and an Isser essay. Last year we spoke at length about Shabbos and Anyantiv, Kiyum essay and Isser essay. Olam ben Tavodu, Kiyum essay and Isser essay. No. One of the Nafkaminas Rabbi Kveger discusses in Siman Aleph of Yoradei is a Summa. No. Assuming the Chiddush that a Summa is exempt from a Kiyum essay, but a Los essay, a Summa is obligated in, and even an Isser essay, a Summa is obligated. Rabbi Kveger writes, for example, that a Summa in principle could do shechita. You have to have someone there to make sure that the shechita is done properly. But in principle, he's called the bar zvicha. Aye, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, sumas patma mitzvos. The answer is the mitzvah of shechita, vizavachta. That's a kiyum essay. That's an iser essay. You're not allowed to eat any basa that was not shochut. It's an iser essay. An iser essay of sumas, in fact, obligated in. So that's a general discussion. Which mitzvahs are a summa obligated or not? That's all leave with the Rabbi Yehuda. Let's assume a summa is obligated to mitzvahs, but there are certain mitzvahs the Gemara says that a summa is exempt from. When the Torah uses the term zeh always means, right, pointing to something specific, pointing to something which is concrete. Good? Rashi quotes this drasha often in Chumash. Now, when it comes to matzah shekel, the pasuk says ze yitnu. So Rashi quotes the medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, had some measure of difficulty exactly which matbeah Knesset Yisrael should bring. Ze yitnu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu herlo matbeah shel eish. Or Rashi quotes a similar drasha, it was difficult to envision what the menorah should be look like. No, ze miksha menorah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed how it should be done. HaChodesh hazeh lachem. Right, kazere v'kadesh. When you see the model havana like this, pointing to something specifically. Now, b'neinu zeh soramore. Good, the parents have to be able to point to the child and say, our son is a ben soramore, as opposed to parents who are blind and can't see that this is their son. Or the Gemara has this drasha bavur zeh. Bavur zeh, when it comes to sifri yetzias Mitzrayim, that assume is potter milomar hagadah. Midrabanan, he's obligated. Midaraisa, he is exempt. So the Gemara raised the following kasha, Debei Rabbi Yosef and Debei Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Yosef, they were ish esagi nohar, they were blind. How were they able to fear the Seder? To lead the Seder for others? Oh, you see a further chiddush from the Gemara. And that is that the methodology of the Seder, right, in the time of the Gemara, was Shomea Ka'one. Interesting chiddush. Shomea Ka'one. Now, that's a chiddush that's even necessary. I have to say every word of kiddush. Hama yotzei shomea kona. I have to hear every word of the Megillah, shomea kona. Sipri yitzias Mitzrayim, hama yotzei. Maybe one could have argued, shomea kona. We're all sitting and involving ourselves in the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's sufficient. No, the Gemara says that's not true. A chiddush. Either you'll say every word yourself, or you have to invoke Shema Kona. No? So if the one who is stating all the words of the Haggadah is Eina Mechuyav Adavar, he can't be Motzi Asra B'Deichav Asav. That's a great chiddush, no? I could have said, I understand. When there, for example, is a Nusach, there's a Matveya, a Kriyas HaMegillah, you have to come out to Shema Kona. Do you have to come out to Shema Kona when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Gemara says yes. Either you're going to say every word yourself, or the one who recites the words is being motzi, the Rabbi Nechavasa. So the Gemara says, so if you assume that assume is Kofti, Milamar Haggadah, so how is it possible? How could they maintain Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes that Shema Kona would work in their instance? So the Gemara gives a very unusual teretz. Take a look at the Gemara now. Kuf Tezayinu and Aleph. The Gemara says, Kosavar Matzah Bizman Hazed Rabbanan. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Matzah Bizman Hazed Rabbanan. Very great Chiddush. Matzah's Drabanan. Who in the world was talking about Matzah? Shemei Kona for Achilas Matzah. We just discussed. Ridiculous. No. So apparently you see a great Chiddush according to the Gemara. That somehow if you're going to argue that Matzah is only Drabanan, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is only Drabanan. And the sumus of Archiv with Rabbanon can be Motzi Yisra B'Dechavasa. No, that's what the Gemara is telling you. No problem. Matzah is only Rabbanon. What does that mean? So as we discussed, one of the unique features of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that it's crucial to have the mitzvos halayla. Mitzvos halayla. That's true on many levels. The Trumas Hadashim writes, it's certainly true in terms of the Kfiyas Hazman. What is the Zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? No, that's what we recite in the Haggadah. Bavur zeh, yishoshish matzu, mar manach nefanecha. No, yachal merosh chodesh. No, bavur zeh, yishoshish matzu, mar manach nefanecha. So minimally, the kfiyas hazman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only at a shahari lamatzah. The Mechilta even adds two words. Yishoshish matzu, mar manach nefanecha, al shulchancha. On the Shulchan. The impression you get from the Mechilta is more than a Kfiyas Hazman. It means that you have to have the Mitzvah Salayla before you in order to fill the Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If that's true, that's how the Gemara tells us in the Kuf Tezayin, this great Chiddush. We don't have Mara Daraisa. We don't have Karim Pesach Daraisa. All we have is Matzah. So great Chiddush the Gemara is telling us. Since we have the mitzvah daraisa of matzah, that allows for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to be daraisa. If matzah would only be drabanan, if you would maintain, there's no independent mitzvah of matzah. Matzah is only when there is a Karban Pesach, that would mean we don't have any mitzvah salayla daraisa. We don't have Pesach, we don't have matzah, we don't have maror, and we will not have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires bavur zeh, right, in that real sense, not just in terms of a kfiyas hazman, but there must be a link to the mitzvah salayla and the chiv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says that Rav Shesh and Rav Yosef were of that opinion, matzah is a din d'rabbanan, therefore Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim was only a din d'rabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik once commented that lachor is pshat in the concluding mission of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afi Komen. What does that mean? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perches Halacha Zayin the following chiddush. The Rambam writes Ubachrona, when you have a Korban Pesach, so after everything is said and done, so you eat the kazayis mi besar haPesach. Bizman hazeh, you don't have a Korban Pesach, so the Rambam writes you eat for the Afi Komen the kazayis of matzah. And the eino toem achareihem klum. And you don't eat anything after the afikomen. Ein maftir nachar pesach afikomen. Why is that true? What type of magical halach is this? Now that eino toem achareihem klum. Why? Meheicha teisa? So Soloveitchik suggested the following chiddush. We just underscored the link of the mitzvah halayla, matzah, and the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's good for the vast majority of the Seder. Now, after all, there, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is What about the sochase? No, you've already eaten the matzah. So in such a case, how do you preserve that link for the conclusion of the Seder, the Sof HaHalel, and the need to link that with the mitzvah Salayla? Rav Slaveitcher quoted the Balamor. The Balamor is found in Psachim Dav Chavav Mabez in the Daf Be'arif. And the Balamor raised the following kasha. Ein mafter nachra Pesach afikomen. How long? How long does that apply? You can't eat anything after the afikomen. For how long? Well, for the next day. When does that isser stop? So the Balamor writes very simply, that isser only continues until the Gemara, HaHaggadah. And after the Haggadah is over, there's no longer an isser. There's a known truth of Avnei Nezer. It's found in Arachayim, in Shin Pei Aleph. Avnei Nezer writes the following chiddush. Let's say a person is running late, and all of a sudden looks at his watch and he sees Chatzos is approaching, and he is nowhere near ready, right, to conclude. So what does he do at that point? So you have to have the afikomen. No? Tosis writes, Iker mitzvah achilas matzah is afikomen. And the Gemara says the mitzvah achilas matzah has to be a kardos ben azariah by chatzos, the sugin of kubchav. So quickly, eat the afikomen. What's the problem? Eat the afikomen. Eimach tirnach rapesach afikomen. Avnei Nezer suggests just the following chiddush. How long does that Yisr extend? Ma'olam va'ed. Avnei Nezer assumes, no, it only extends until the zman achila comes to an end. So therefore, Avnei Nezer writes the following chiddush. That make sure to eat the afikomen before chatzos. And then wait until chatzos. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, now after Chatzos, the Zman has come to an end. So there's no longer an Isser of Ein Maftirin. So there's no longer an Isser of Achila after Afikomen. So the Rabbi Avnezer suggested, right, that simply, if Chatzos is arriving, eat Afikomen, wait until Chatzos, there would be an Isser after you eat the Afikomen until Chatzos, because in principle that's still considered to be the Zman Achila. But once Chatzos comes, the Zman Achila's Paka, so now then just continue. Continue with everything else, continue with your meal. And then after you finish the meal, so then have another Afikomen. Right? Based on the Shita, Rabbi Akiva, that the Zman Achila is much later until Amana Shachar. The Chiddush Avnei Nezer assumes that Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen is not something which just lasts indefinitely. It's only during the Zman HaMitzvah. Now, so this is the Chiddush of Slaveitcher pointed out, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires that link of the Sipur to the Mitzvah Pesach Matzah Maror. So how do you create that link? So for the Tchilas HaSeder, that link is very clear. Now that link is obvious. Matzah Mamanach Lefanecha. What is the link B'Sof HaSeder? That's the Halacha Vein Maftir Nachar Pesach HaFikomen Tam Matzah B'Piv. That creates the link between the mitzvah sachilas matzah and the sipri yitzis mitzrayim. And ena finami. Now, once the sipri yitzis mitzrayim has come to an end, or as Avnei Nezer writes, the zman of sipri yitzis mitzrayim has stopped. In such a case, that's it. Though no longer is that isra achila. That's a further indication of the link that you have to establish that kesher between the mitzvah of matzah, right then, the sipri yitzis mitzrayim. And that's the basis of the halacha. A further difference between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechira is the Chiyuv of Halel. This is fairly clear in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs in Kufn and Zayin. After the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Rambam includes in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, Shevach v'Hodah Hallel. That this Hallel that we recite at the Seder is not just simply the Hallel of Shari Mos Hashana, but this is a unique form of Hallel. This Chiddush, that this Hallel is unique, is expressed in the Rishonim in the very end of Psachim, the Ran and Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and in the Ramban and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, they quote the Shita of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon writes that there are two different types of challah. That there's a challah which is betoras kriya, right? Kriya sahalel. And there is a challah which is betoras omer shira. Shira sahalel. Well, that's the terminology of Haigon. A challah betoras korin and a challah betoras omer shira. Kriya sahalel as opposed to shira sahalel. Fascinating Kiddush. And Rav Haigon writes, the bracha is only on Kriya Sahalel, it is not on Shira Sahalel. That's the Chiddush of Haigon. Today, as the Ramban discusses, why is it that there's no bracha and Halal at the Seder? So one possibility is this beautiful Chiddush of Haigon, two different types of Halal. The other possibility the Ramban mentions is, what do you mean? You just recited Halal in Shul at the end of davening, and you recited a bracha. So the bracha that you recite, the Beis HaKnesses, that will carry over for the challah of the Seder night as well. And then the Chiddush of Haigon, two completely different types of challah. There are many other indications as well that this challah is a different type of challah from challah b'sharim o sashana. We mentioned earlier that Tosfos and Sukkah daf lamed ches, women are always exempt from challah. That's the Magen Avraham writes in Tav Chav Beis of Aruch Chaim. Women are exempt from challah. Women are even exempt from challah on Chanukah. Even though on Chanukah we assume the principle of Afein Ha'yabol Sohanes, Afein Ha'yabol Sohanes means women are chayiv in Ner Chanukah, Hadlakas Neros of Chanukah. But we assume halach on Tav Chav Beis, women are exempt from challah even on Chanukah, even though on Chanukah we apply a principle of Afein Ha'yabol Sohanes. We discussed in Purim, now the Chiddush, the Macheshes. Now, if we assume the halach like Rab Nachman, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yedalet, Kriyas Zui Halayla, Kriyas Halal, right? It's not necessary on Purim because Kriyas Zui Halayla, so Chiddush, that means when men read the Megillah, they're obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah as well as Halal. Women who read the Megillah, right, are only obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah, not in Halal. And that's why the Marcheshes explained one of the many possibilities why women cannot be motzi men in Kriyas HaMegillah, the Shita Halachos Gedolos, right, because of that Halal element, no? Even in those cases that we apply the principle of Afein Ha'yabosu Hanes, Chanukah and the case of Purim, women are exempt from Halal. And yet, Tosa says women are obligated Halal in the Seder night. That was Tosfos and Sostira. The Gemara Daf Lamed Ches that says women must recite Halel and men repeat the Halel if a man can't do it on his own. And yet, women are obligated on a Kosos, which includes Halel. So what's the difference between these two Halels? That's Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos writes that Shani Hal de Pesach because Al Hanes Huba Vafen Hayab Oso Hanes. That's a different type of Halel. That's a Hal Al Hanes. And Afein Ha'yabol Sohanes. Something unique about this type of halal. Or, for example, the following kasha. Halal is only recited by Yom. No? The Gemara mentions halal is only by Yom. Either because of the pasuk Zeha Yom Asa Hashem Nagiv Nisachabo, or the pasuk in halal Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mavo. Halal is only by Yom. Rav Asin halal is Balayla. And halal is always b'amida, and at the Seder halal is b'yeshiva. Halal is always without any hefsek. Right? Then at the Seder, pretty unusual, you say part of halal, then you take a break in the middle and eat a little bit. Right? Then you say the last part of halal. All the halachas of halal seem to be contradicted by halal at the Seder night. Who's obligated, and when it's recited, and how it's recited, and bracha, standing, and sitting, and hefsek. Everything. So one thing is clear, there's something very unusual about this type of halal. And that's the Chiddush of Haigon, Kriya Sahala as opposed to Shira Sahala. Question is, what does that mean? Kriya Sahala as opposed to Shira Sahala. So we once discussed in Parshas B'Shalach, the Chiddush of the Shultos, it's found in Shulta Chavav, where the Nitziv discusses at length the following issue. Is Kriya Sahala Dindaraisa or Dindarabon? So we always assume Dirabanan. Dirabanan, that's the Rambam writes, and Kimav Chasanaka. Yurches Yamim, 18 days, you're saying Halal? Halal is a Din Dirabanan. It's not a Din Daraisa. The Baha counted Halal as a Din Daraisa. That's what the Rambam attacks. We assume Halal is only a Din Dirabanan. Is that always true? So the Nitziv quotes Makaros, that how is it Din Daraisa? What do you mean Din Darabanan? How is it Din Daraisa? He quotes that very Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalid, that look, if Bnei Yisrael recited either Halel or a form of Halel at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is only Avdus Lecherus, so in Misa Lechaim Lekoshke, so when Bnei Yisrael celebrated Purim, shouldn't they recite the Halel? Kavachomer is a Din Daraisa, no? Or the Medrash Rabbah writes in Parshas V'Shalach, in Pasuk of Az Yoshir, the Pasuk ends Vayomru Lemur. What does Lemur mean? Vayomru. Vayomru, they said, what? Saying. Right? They sang, they said, saying. No? So the Yishami writes, no, Lemur means Ladoros. Ladoros. That's the Chiddush. That we are obligated to say this in the future as well. That's the drasha, the Medrash Rabbah, and Rishalah. That's the Rishalmi. So the Nitziv writes, "Is Halal Din Daraisa? Is Halal Din Darabanan?" Says beautiful Kiddush. You have to distinguish between Shas Hanes as opposed to future generations, future times. The Nitziv writes the following Kiddush: the obligation to recite Halal now, because right years and years ago, Kiva Sukkos or Shabtius Bnei Yisrael. That is a Din Darabanan. The need to recite Halal on Pesach, because years ago HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, that is a Din Darabanan. But what happens if a person experiences an Nes? B'Shas HaNes, Halal is a Din Daraisa. That's the diuk of Nitziv, Neshultus, and Shulta Chavav, because that's what the Shultus writes, Be'es di Shrachis Misa. At a time that you experience an Nes, that's the real Halal. That's a Din Daraisa. Commemoration post Nes. That's the Din Darabanan. B'Shas HaNes. That is a Din Daraisa. When you look at the sugyas, for example, of my Chanukah, and then Shabbos Nachapal from the days. So the Gemara describes beautifully Nes Chanukah. And the Gemara concludes the Shana Acheres. And in the next year, right, they establish these days as times of Halal Vodo. Rashi says, we're saying Halal, good. Why B'Shana Acheres? So Rav Zolti writes, this is a beautiful diuk in the Gemara, B'Shana Acheres. But also Shana, that year that they experienced the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, and that near that they experienced the Nitzach of the Melchama, that wasn't a Takana Drabanan, that was Mamish the Halal B'Shas HaNes. To underscore and to commemorate Chanukah year in and year out, that's a Takana Drabanan. But B'Shas HaNes, that's a Din Daraisa. That's the Kavachom, Mislachem Lakoshkein, that's Vayomer Lemur. What about the Halal at the Seder night? Part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam writes, is Chayiv Kol Adam first Laharos Es Atzmo, not just simply Liros, but rather Laharos means to demonstrate. The mitzvah Halayda is to demonstrate. Kilu Hu Yatzan, the Rambam adds the word Ata, right? At this moment, right now, you're leaving Eretz Mitzrayim. The uniqueness of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that you're obligated to reenact the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim as though these events are unfolding at this moment. If that's true, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is very different, almost the opposite of the obligation of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechira, by definition, means remembrance of the past. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to experience these events as though they are occurring. What does it mean that one is obligated to experience these events as though they're occurring now? So perhaps the Chiddush is that this halal at the Seder night is not a halal of Zechira, but rather that is a halal b'shas hanes. Perhaps that's what Rav Haigon means. This is not kriyas halal, the formal chiyuv of halal, but rather this is a spontaneous shira. Shira that one is obligated to recite b'shas hanes, like shira sayam, the makor. The Medrash Nirshami writes, for halal b'shas hanes. As mentioned, the Rambam includes in Sefer Mitzvahs in Kuf Nun Zayin, halal is part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why this halal is so different. It's beautifully meduik in the Haggadah, b'chol dover archai v'lir satsma yotzim Mitzrayim, and then the next paragraph in the Haggadah, l'fichach anachnu chayavim l'hodus l'halal. What's that l'fichach? Now, if not for this halacha, b'chol dor v'dor, there wouldn't be a chiyuv, right, of reciting halal right now. The formal halacha of halal is b'hamida, it's a zman grama, it's only bayom, with a bracha. Shira sahalal is spontaneous. That means wherever a person is, whatever time, all individuals, without the formal responsibility or obligation of reciting a bracha, it means that a person witnesses these events and spontaneously, a person recites shira, comparable to shira sayam. That's the chiddush of this halal as being a halal which is b'shas hanes. There's a comment that Tosfos has. Where Tosfos quotes the name of the Mechilta, that there are two different times that we refer to the shir or shira that one experiences during the Seder night. First we recite the Noma Lafana Shira Chadasha, and then later in the Haggadah, in the Bracha of Asher Galan, we recite Bino Delecha Shir Chadasha. So Tosfos quotes name the Mechilta, the difficulty, when to use the term Shira, and when to use the term Shir, Lashon Zarch and Lashon Akeba. So Tosfos is Mashal, this is the Mechilta, right, is that when a person has a child, so the Simcha that the mother experiences is somewhat balanced, is somewhat tempered. She experiences the great Simcha, but it's balanced by the Chevle Eida. It's a painful experience. Right, the father, on the other hand, experiences the great simcha without the first-hand experience of chevle leda. So therefore, the Mechilta writes, when we speak about balanced simcha, simcha accompanied by tsar, that's shira, loshen akeva. When we speak about pure simcha, then it's shir. And that's what we recited yesterday in the davening, mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. We always add the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. How do you know that's true? How do you know it's a reference to Lasid Lava? The answer is Shir. No? Shir, Tosa Sarai, Semi Mechilta, refers to pure Simcha, not Simchin Golos, pure Simcha. No? So the Prescribe just points out that the following. V'nod Lecha Shir Chadash. You understand very well. That's the Brach of Asher Golano. That's not referring to the present. That's referring to the future. We're mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be able to sing the Shir Chadash. That means Lasid Lava. And what is Vinomer Lafan of Shir Chadasha? That is the current experience. The experience right now of the Seder, that is the Shir Chadasha. Vinomer Lafan of Shir Chadasha is not referring to the future. Future Shir Chadash. Vinomer Lafan of Shir Chadash is a reference to the present. And why is the present shir referred to as a shira chadasha? I understand the future will be a shir chadash. There's new quality to that shir, no? Why is this called the shira chadasha, the same Haggadah year in and year out? And that's the answer, no. Because this halal is not the halal of Zechira. This is a halal which is b'shas ha-neis, as though the neis is occurring right here and now. And therefore, this halal is a new halal for the current experience of Shira Chadasha. That's the chiddush that the Netziv has in Haggadah regarding Suda. Normally, one experiences, right, a great nes when it's obligated to recite Shira, to recite Hallel, and also Arbat Srichim Lahodos. Hodos is necessary. We've discussed at length in the past, Machlokas Rashi and Tosus, Karban Toda, is it a Koban Chova, is it a Karban Nidava? But it's appropriate, if not a Chiyu, at least it's appropriate to offer a Karban Toda. Then it's Siv writes that that's a Makar of a Sudas Hoda. When a person experiences an ace, one is obligated to have a Suda. That means that the Suda Salayla of the Seder has three elements to it. Number one, right, as we discussed in the last year, it's a Suda Siyanta. And number two, right, it's the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. And then the whole link, one halacha, two halachos. Number three, it's a Suda Sada, right, for the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And how do we demonstrate that this is true, that there are qualities of Shira, of Halal, Hoda in the Suda? By surrounding the Suda with Halal. Not as a hefsek, right? But that's the kium. Now, to see to it that the Suda is surrounded on each end by Kriyas Halal, right? In order to demonstrate, right, that the quality of the Suda is one of a Suda of Halal, of a Suda Soda. We had mentioned before that Bavur Zeh B'Shashesh Matzu Mar Menach Nefanecha, that the Zman of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is based on the Zman of Matzen Mara. Good. So that's what the Chumash Sedeshin writes explicitly. It's found in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, that the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim ends in Chatzos, according to Rav Loza ben Azari. What exactly has to be before Chatzos? So Tosus in Megillah, and Daf Chaf Aleph Min Aleph, writes, Tchila Sahalel. Tchila Sahalel. And the Rama and Tafayin Zayin writes, Kol Ahalah, Kol Ahalah. Hallel also, right, is governed by the Zman of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Very good, because that Hallel is not just an independent mitzvah, it's part of the Kiyum, part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hallel. And therefore it's governed. So that's what the Rama says, you have to make sure Hallel, right, just before Chatzos, what that Chiddush and Tosus Migadav Chaf Aleph, Tchila Sahalo, why Tchila Sahalo? What's so special about Tchila Sahalo as opposed to Sof Halo? As a result, he once suggested a Chiddush, Tchila Sahalo is the part of Halo that refers to Yetzias Yisrael Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that opening part of Halo, that's the Hallel B'Torah Shira, that's the Kiyum D'Araisa, Meritius Mitzrayim, that has to be before Chatzos. One could distinguish, according to Tosus, between the Tchilas as opposed to the Sof Hallel. But the fact that Hallel is governed by the Zman of Sipritius Mitzrayim, it's just part of the Kiyum of Sipritius Mitzrayim. There's an important Rashi also in Psachim, Neflam and Vav, where the Gemara quotes the pasuk of Lechem Oni, the drush you're all familiar with, Lechem Oni, Sha'onim Alav, Dvarim Harbe. What does it mean, Sha'onim Alav, Dvarim Harbe, Lechem Oni? So Rashi writes, Psachim, the Flamed Vav, Shegomrim Alav Esahalo. Wow. Gomrim Alav Esahalo. That's Lechem Oni. Right? The Lechem of, right, the recitation, because you recite Hallel, right? Al Hamatzah. Very good Kiddush. It's not just a separate Kiyum of Hallel. This is part of Sipur and Tzias Mitzrayim. This is what the Torah means, as Rashi says, by Lechem Oni. And that's the Kiddush of Bechol Dor V'Dor. So when the Rambam writes that Halas Adin Rabbanan in Paragim of Chasanaka, the Rambam is clear that Yud Ches Yamim, the Rambam makes no reference at all to the Laila Achaz. Right? The one night that you recite Halas. It's the Yud Ches Yamim. Right? Halal during the day is only Adin Rabbanan. Because this Hal at night, Henachinami, that is Adin Daraisa. That perhaps is the Chiddush of Haigon. This is a fundamentally different Halah, Halah B'Torah Shira, as opposed to one which is only Omer Kira. One of the further differences between Sipur as opposed to Zechira, Slavetra quoted B'Shem Reb Chaim simply that Zechira is an individual, private mitzvah, La'atzma. Sipur, by his very nature, is La'acherim. As the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, if a chosam mitzvah matzah, that mitzvah lehodiyah lebanim. Right, that Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim requires that Sipur Dvarim, that the Torah tells us the story, right, has to be told to others. And afilu kvana chachamim kvana nevonim, nonetheless, it has to be shailo tshuva, question answer. It has to be with give and take, with response. That's uniquely true of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam goes on, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, right, to describe, right, the story of the various sons. Mitzvah Holodiyah Lebanim. And then the Rambam tells us the story of the three sons. Very Chiddush, no? The Rambam leaves out the Ben Harosha. The Rambam writes there's the Chacham and the Tam, the Shedei Lishol. The Rambam just uses a slightly different terminology. The Rambam does not mention the Ben Harosh at all. It's just in Chiddush. It's the Diyuk of the Rav. But Mitzvah L'Hodiyah Lebanim, you look carefully in the Rambam, the Rambam does not mention the Ben Harosh. As though to indicate that the Mitzvah L'Hodiyah Lebanim doesn't apply to the Ben Harosh. It applies to the Chacham, it applies to the Tam, Shedei Lishol. But there's no Mitzvah L'Hodiyah Lebanim, the Ben Harosh. So Rav pointed out this is beautifully meduyak. No? In Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, the Torah tells us, Ma ha'avodah zos lachem. That's the kasha, the Ben Harosha, Nagada. And what's the answer the Torah gives us? Va'amartem zevach pesach u'vashem. Very good. So you should be asked, Ma ha'avodah zos lachem? The answer is, V'amartem zevach pesach u'lashem. It's very unusual. That's not what the Haggadah says, no? When the Ben HaRosha says, Ma'avodah zos lachem, all of a sudden, lachem v'lo, l'fi she'oz yisatz v'n l'kal kofa v'ikar. That's not what the Chumash says. The Chumash says, V'amartem zevach pesach u'lashem. So the Vilna Gaon, right, in one of his known comments, right, was the following Chiddush. That when it comes to all the other cases where the Torah says that v'chishalcha b'incha le'imor, the Torah says v'igadata l'avincha v'amarta elav, you should respond to him v'amarta elav, tell him. What does that mean? That you respond to the one who poses the question. And here the Torah doesn't say that. Here the pasuk just simply says v'amartem. There's no object in the sentence. V'amartim, you should say, Zeva Pesach Ula Hashem. That was the diuk of the Gaon. That V'amartim means that the answer is not given to the Ben HaRosha, but rather, the answer is to the others, not to the Ben HaRosha. And that's exactly why the Pasuk says simply V'amartim. It doesn't say, and you should answer him. That's the basis that Gaon pointed out to the Baal Haggadah, that tells us, Bavur Zeh, the Haggadah is explaining why it is that he is not entitled to the explanation. As a diuk in Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Vamartem, as opposed to Vamarte Elav. And in fact, the Gaon goes a step further, that explanation, leave the low. What does it mean, leave below low? Right? Hashem redeemed me, us, and not him. No? Leave below low. Not below licha, not you, but him. It's clear from the Haggadah. that the response, the dialogue, is not directed to the Ben Arasha. That's the comment to the Gaon. So Savetchik pointed out, it's beautifully meduyik in the Rambam. No, because the Rambam writes mitzvah lodi labanim, and the Rambam tells you the story of the three sons. No, and what about the Ben Arasha, the four kashas? No, the answer is that that is not mitzvah lodi labanim. The whole dialogue, the whole conversation is to the others who are present. And why is he considered to be a Ben Harasha? See, here the Rav pointed out the further chiddush, ulafi shahotzi asatzam in haklal. And then, right, the next letter is different than the Mechilta as we have in the Haggadah. What we have in the Haggadah is ulafi shahotzi asatzam in haklal, kafra be'ikar. The Mechilta adds above. Ulafi shahotzi asatzam in haklal, v'kafra be'ikar. See, here the Rav pointed out, if you have the Vav or don't have that Vav, there's a big difference. Now, it changed the emphasis of the statement. If you have the Vav, it means, look, this guy is a Ben Arasha. And why is he called a Ben Arasha? Number one, because Hotzi Asasun HaKlal. Look, he's excluding himself. And also, Vikafar Bikar. He's also guilty of a lot of other things. Now, right, there is Mechal Shabbos. It means there are two independent reasons. No, he's a Ben Arasha because Lufi Shos Hasman HaKlal and also Vikafar Be'ikar. If you delete that vote, what we have in the Haggadah, the statement is very different. It's because one of causality. No, it's a cause and an effect. Well, Lufi Shos Hasman HaKlal, therefore Kafar Be'ikar. That's a very great chiddush. That means Motzi Hasman HaKlal is clear. No? If you have a Vav, it doesn't mean that. If you don't have the Vav, our Nusach. So that means, being Motzi Asatzim HaKlal, that itself is denial of a Kaddish Baruch. That's unbelievable, no? Rav commented, that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel, Halachi Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes, if a person is Porish Midarkei HaTzibur, person separates himself from the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And Rambam describes at length what that means. He's not mishtatef with him in Simcha and Sarah and so on. The Rambam writes, Af pi shel avero, ein lo chelek l'olam haba. The Rambam writes, the person has no chelek in olam haba. And what is he guilty of? The Rambam writes, one chet, right? Excluding himself from the Tzibur. Now the Rambam pointed out, that's our nusach in the Haggadah. Motzi asatzam min haklal, that itself is considered to be an act of kfirah. That's why, again, we've discussed so many times in the context of Karban Todah. The whole concept of Hodah is not an individual experience, but as the Nitziv writes, right, in Parshas Tzav, Mevikra Perek Vav, the whole thrust of Karban Todah means it's an experience that one has to share with others, right, that Tzibur has to celebrate, the reason for the vast Karban and the Mayimiyut of Zman Hachila. And that's the notion of the Seder night as far as the Sudas Hodah, and it's called Dich Ben Yeseh V'yechol. And if at that point in time a person is Motzi Asatzam min HaKlal, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Enochinami, that's considered alone to be an act of Kfirah. That's why the Rambam writes that the mitzvah Hodi Labanim is only for the three sons. They're entitled to the response, and not necessarily to the case of the Ben Harasha. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll discuss some aspects of Bayram by Matzeh, and aspects of Chametz and Matzah and Pesach. Okay, and then, because Mirza Shemov Shirat, 10 o'clock.